Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, hello there. This is Send It In. This is the BetMGM Network. I am not PJ Glasser. I am Jake Hassan here with you for the next 30 minutes today and also tomorrow. Rumors of my demise greatly exaggerated. Off the rip, there's a game that's about to start. It is the Phillies and the Cubs. I'm just going to tell you right now, it's Lizardo and Ben Brown, you know, Rob's cousin. We're going the over in that game that starts in about 5 minutes here because both those pitchers are terrible. Now we get into the rest of the content for today's episode, today's show. Send It In, of course, on the BetMGM Network, which you can find YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, at the BetMGM Network across all of those platforms. We have a lot to talk about. There is a basketball game that you may have heard about that is happening tonight between the Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder, also known as Game 3 of the NBA Finals. And now we go to the Glasser guest line right off the bat because there's also a golf tournament that you may have heard about that's happening tomorrow at Oakmont. The reason that PJ Glasser is not here is because he's going to that tournament, also known as the U.S. Open. And we bring in friend of the program, David Barnett, host of Tour Junkies, which you can follow on Twitter at Tour Junkies. David, welcome to the show. Excited for this tournament. Where are we at? How excited are we for this tournament, first of all?
What's up, Jake? Thanks for having me, man. Always good to hop on with the MGM fam. PJ doing his thing. I guess a couple of us guys, just we got to work, right? Oakmont's going to be awesome. It's one of my favorite U.S. Open venues. We haven't been here since 2016. It is a tough golf course. You just kind of know it going in. It's going to be a brute. DJ won it in 2016 at 4 under. There were a few guys at 1 under, and then from there, it was just carnage. So if you like to sit back and watch guys struggle, makes you feel a little bit better about your own game, Oakmont's a good major for you to watch here for the U.S. Open.
Yeah, PJ Glasser doesn't want it bad enough is what I always say about him. Just loves loves a day off, that guy. Scared of the grind. And you said it, big week for fans of the course this week. And I think that leads to the first question. And I said this to you right before we came on the air. I got to ask you the Scottie Scheffler question because it seems like it might be a very high-scoring carnage, as you said it. And honestly, David, it reminds you of 2000 when Tiger was the only guy to finish under par and the next closest was Ernie Els, who finished 13 strokes behind Tiger at the U.S. Open. Is that just what we're going to have here? Is there a chance that even though Scottie Scheffler is your favorite and he's shorter than 3-1, he's floating around plus 250, plus 275, and of course he's been playing awesome, head and shoulders above everybody else, but is there a chance we get something like the 2000 U.S. Open, David, where it's just Scottie and then the next closest to the person who finishes second is over par and, you know, double-digit strokes behind him?
I don't think so, and I think a lot of that's just because the fields are so much deeper now than they were back in Tiger's heyday. I mean, Tiger was obviously dominant. Scottie's having the closest thing to Tiger's dominance that we've seen in a long time or ever since Tiger. So Listen, should Scotty be plus 275? Yeah, I think he should. I think it's a fair number. At Oakmont and really at any major, it's all about no holes in the bag, right? Like no holes in the boat, no holes in the game. You have to do it all well. You have to drive the ball long. You have to drive the ball straight. You have to hit your mid irons and long irons well. You have to get up and down because you are inevitably going to miss greens at Oakmont. There's no way around it. So you got to have a little touch around the greens. And guess what? You got to make putts. So you have to do everything. And the guy who does everything the best is Scottie Scheffler. There is no doubt. So I think Scottie's going to be in the mix. The only thing I will say is, there is some variance to Oakmont. There's some randomness to Oakmont. These bunkers are brutal. You know, all it takes is one crazy, fried egg plugged lie in a bunker, or Scotty hits a little wayward drive and he's in one of the church pew bunkers, right? And he's just got a mess of a lie late on Sunday, and anybody else could come and take it from him. So there's some variability that you just have to embrace when you're at Oakmont. But also, like, just the attitude, the demeanor that it takes to play well at Oakmont. Like I said, DJ won last time. You talk about a guy who just keeps it level, keeps it straight, doesn't get too high, too low, depending on the breaks that the golf course gives him or doesn't give him. Scotty checks that box too. So it does make sense that he's plus 275, but as a golf bettor and outright bettor, it's hard for me to take it, but it makes sense.
Dave, we'll get to your card in a second. I know you have a handful of bets all throughout the board at the top and some long shots as well. But first, I want to ask you, what are some guys that you are avoiding because Oakmont is going to be so variable and because there are going to be so many challenges here? Who are some guys that you're crossing off, you're staying away from, you don't want anything to do with them because of the course?
I think it's starting to go around. X and all the outlets are talking about Rory right now. He had the driver issue at the PGA. He's kind of been MIA since winning Augusta. Obviously, he's had an amazing year, but then he comes out last week at the RBC Canadian Open, shoots a 78 or something in round two to miss the cut. Listen, Rory's extremely talented, so he could turn it around like that. But for me, he's a guy that I don't – if you're not coming in firing on all cylinders at Oakmont, that's a problem, especially when you're the third highest guy and shortest guy on the odds board at 12-1 or whatever he is. Like, that's 14-1. That's tough for me to swallow. It's not your run-of-the-mill PGA Tour course. So I'm out on Rory. A couple other names at the top. Like, I think Colin Morikawa could do some damage here. He's not going to miss a lot of fairways. He's a great iron player. But the problem with a guy like Morikawa, the same problem I see with a guy like Victor Hovland, is those guys are still really struggling to chip the ball well. And you do have really thick rough at around the greens at Oakmont, which kind of helps bad chippers because they don't have to be as perfect with their contact as you would on a really tight surface. But nonetheless, like, those guys are not doing it well around the greens. And late on a Sunday, I need a guy who I can trust when he misses a green, he can get up and down and save that par. So Morikawa, Hovland, a couple other big names that I'm out on.
Well, let's get to your bets. Let's get to your card, David. And you said Scotty's the favorite, but you're not going there. You're crossing off Rory. So the guy's at the top, and we'll start there. And I think this one's pretty popular because of how he's been playing and because he is the reigning champ. But tell us about Bryson and why you think he has a chance this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, Bryson at 7 plus 750, I think he is now. Makes a ton of sense to me. Obviously, yeah, did amazing work at last year's U.S. Open at Pinehurst. he's a two-time U.S. Open winner. The distance is obviously a huge advantage, but what I think we've seen evolve from Bryson in the last 2 years specifically is what I talked about with Morikawa and Hovland. It's his touch around the greens and the putter. Those things have evolved and gotten far better than they used to be, which is another reason why I think he's done well at Augusta the last couple of years. Whereas before, Augusta was kind of a problem for him. Credit to him, right? Like, he's added those weapons to the game, and I think that makes him a contender, another guy who really does everything well. He knows how to win. He's not going to be intimidated if Scotty's up there on Sunday. So I think Bryson makes a ton of sense. I love him.
Bryson's the guy at the top of the board you like, but I know that you have some other long shots out there, mid to long shots. Tell us who else is on your card and break it down for us, your other outrights here.
So I've got Shane Lowry, the Irishman, Sepp Straka, Keegan Bradley, and Harris English. Shout out to the Georgia Bulldogs there, a couple of those guys, Sepp Straka and Harris English. I got to shout them out, go Dogs. But really, Straka's one of my favorites, and he has been all year. Me and my co-host Pat have hit him every time he's won this year. I think he's won two times now, or maybe three in the last 12 months. He's upping his game in majors. So he's starting to pop in majors and do what you expect him to do in major championships. Again, a guy like really level, doesn't get too high, too low, depending on what's happening on the golf course, and no holes in the boat for Sepp Straka either. Doesn't have a ton of pop in the bat off the tee, you know, but he's one of the more accurate drivers, and he's average distance. So it's not like he's short. So Sepp at 50, 40, 60 to one, wherever you can find him, is a lock for me as a guy who could actually close the door and take advantage of a Scotty misstep or a Bryson misstep if we're talking about it late on Sunday. Harris English checks that box as well, around 100 to one or 80 to one. Just another flat guy that just is rock solid through the bag. Great short game, just won a few weeks ago. Keegan Bradley and Shane Lowry, everybody knows who those guys are. Those are major champion winners. Those are Ryder Cuppers. If Shane and Keegan can putt, which is a big problem, if they can make those 5 to 10 footers to save par when they, you know, when they miss a green or a birdie on a par five, then they are definitely going to be in contention because those guys are great ball strikers.
Talking to David Barnett, Tour Junkies, which you can follow at Tour Junkies on Twitter. Really quick, Dave, before we let you go, I know you have some other exotic bets out there, some group bets. Just tell the people what else you got cooking as far as some other stuff that isn't just the outright card.
Yeah, just to throw a little something in the mix, I was looking at the top nationality groups, which we get here in these majors on MGM. Two that really stick out to me is, one's kind of a lock, the other one not so much, but top Frenchman, Victor Perez at plus 120. There aren't a lot of stud French golfers. Matthew Pavon is the next one that you're looking at who's won on the PGA Tour, but not playing well right now. Victor just had a really good week at the RBC Canadian Open. He's a Ryder Cupper, and that matters because those are big events, and these are big, obviously, majors. So we need a guy that's got some experience playing in those. So I like Victor Perez as top Frenchman. And then top Irishman, if I'm down on Rory and I'm up on Shane Lowry, Shane Lowry is plus 120 to finish as the top Irishman to beat Rory. And I mean, last week, the last couple weeks they've played together in the same event, Shane's got the best of them. Shane's definitely in the better immediate form. Rory's won three times this year, I understand, but Shane is in the best immediate form right now. And I also think there's something going on behind the scenes with Rory not involving his game that may be holding him back a little bit. So I'm willing to take a risk that Shane can outdo his best mate there, Rory McIlroy's top Irishman.
Love it. David Barnett, co-host of the Tour Junkies. Follow him at Tour Junkies on Twitter. David, really appreciate it, and good luck this week, man.
Thanks for having me on, Jake. See ya.
There he goes, David Barnett, co-host of Tour Junkies. Really awesome stuff to get us ready for the U.S. Open, where PJ Glasser will be boots on the ground with our friend Tyler Morales. So we'll see how that goes for them, because they'll be following Bryson and living and dying with every shot. How does it lose? Can't wait, but we'll be following them, of course. But for now, we go to Big League Peach and we get into the baseball card. As I mentioned, one game already started. That is Cubs and Phillies. That is getting started right now, and I do like the over in that game. Our guy B Mills said, "What do we think of Jesus Luzardo under 5.5 Ks?" He's been terrible recently, and the Cubs have been great offensively. If you think he gets knocked out of the game early, I think that's an angle to take with fading Jesus Luzardo, who has been a huge, huge victim of regression. Man, if only there had been a show at some point that could have told you that was going to happen. I can't think of it right now, though. That'd be crazy. Anyway, the rest of your comments and questions. B-Mills also says Logan Allen over 2.5 earned runs and Vladdy 1 run scored in the early games. Love the Logan Allen fade. I think he's in for a terrible time against the Reds. I think the Reds just win that game. Nick Lodolo has been lights out on the road so far this year. And Vladdy 1 run scored. He's in the middle of that lineup. I think Toronto should have a good day against Matthew Liberatore for the Cardinals. I actually like the Blue Jays on the money line, getting plus money on the road. Toronto's offense, don't look now, and Toronto as a whole, been playing really, really good baseball lately, kind of elbowing their way into the playoff picture, something to monitor going forward. Maybe they're going to end up being buyers going forward. Reed Phillips says, how do we feel about the Mariners and the D-backs over 9? Question mark with Seattle and Arizona. I do like a fade of Eduardo Rodriguez. I don't never want to fade Brian Wu. So that might be something. I think I'm going to be on the Mariners after they burned me yesterday. But we will get into the rest of the MLB card and the rest of your comments, questions, bets, which you can send in at the BetMGM Network across YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. We'll get to those in just a couple of minutes. But for right now, we do go to another friend of the program who you are familiar with, you fans, viewers, listeners of Send It In. We go back to the Glasser guest line, and it is Chase Kitty of BetMGM. He's going to break down the NBA Finals game for us tonight. You know, you may have heard about that. It's game 3. That does happen. And he's got some other angles in tennis and college baseball that we'll get to. But Chase, it's been a while. Welcome back, man. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, Jay, good to see you. It's hodgepodge season. Dutch tennis players, college baseball, just whatever we can throw at the screen, right?
Yeah, it is. We're spraying the board, as it were, Chase. But let's start with the big event of the night. It is game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight, Indiana and Oklahoma City. Surprisingly to some, tied 1-1. A lot of people thinking that maybe Indiana starting to put up and going to put up a bigger fight than we originally thought. Where are you at with game 3 tonight between the Pacers and the Thunder? Do you think the Pacers can get another one?
No, Jake. No, I don't. It's a blunt answer. Sorry. I don't think this is going to be a series. I get that the Pacers stole game 1. I think they've trailed 95 of the 96 minutes, and that's kind of rounding down so far in this series. So I am not super bullish on Indiana's chances. I've talked about this a couple weeks in a row now. I'm a total douser here, so I'm sorry for the good people of Indiana. I'm not high on the Pacers. I think from a betting standpoint, you can go game to game. You can try to roll some things over. I did some math actually today. I thought the most interesting thing I worked up today was doing the math on, is it better to roll your bankroll over game to game, or go stake a futures position like Thunder in 5, which everybody loved a week ago, and now maybe is a little dicier because Indiana gets game 1. You're essentially looking for the 4 games in a row like a fake sweep. It's technically, from what I saw, 20 cents better to bet the futures position, making some, I'd say, fairly accurate guesses about what potential money lines would be if you get the Thunder as a favorite and sort of the status quo going forward for the next 3 games.
Interesting look there for how to bet the series going forward. Chase, I know you do a lot of work on the player props and as far as just what to bet. So for tonight, where are you looking player prop wise? Who are you trying to back in this game 3 in Indiana tonight?
I think Miles Turner is probably the soft spot in the Pacers prop market. I think he is not being given enough attention, and guys like Siakam and Haliburton are probably getting too much attention in the market. So you see a little bit of ebb skew in one way and a little bit of flow skew the other way. So I like the Miles Turner over 14.5. I think it's a fair price, and I think it's a cheap number. So that's one direction I would go. Obi Toppin over 4.5 rebounds is a nice bet for a +105. Like if the VIG is you know shaded the other direction, I probably don't look at it, but for a plus number, I'll take Toppin to get to 5 rebounds, which he did in both of the first 2 games. On the Thunder side of it, you know, I think one way you could go at this at game 3 and I would guess game 4 too is to try to play the Oklahoma City home road splits. A lot of the players, especially guys that are more in contributing roles, they have pretty drastic home road splits. That's one of the things you hear about Oklahoma City is, I mean, the home crowd is so good, and then they maybe suffer in some spots on the road because of the delta there. So Aaron Wiggins under 5.5 points is one thing I would look at after he had a nice game too. I think sort of a regression play there under 5.5 at -105 at BetMGM last I saw. And then Lou Dort, another guy that offensively on the road, he's a great defender. Offensively, the production often is not there away from home. So under 8.5, I think, is a really, really strong play. Probably my favorite prop of the game.
Chase, let's go to some tennis because, like you said, we're spraying the board here. We're just throwing stuff at the screen, seeing what we get. I know you have a tennis angle for tomorrow morning, and it is grass season now. Give the people some bets and the angle that you're looking at for tennis season right now.
Yeah, a couple weeks of grass before we get to Wimbledon. So it's kind of a quiet week because you're coming off of a fortnight of the French Open at Roland Garros. So there's not a ton of action out there. The one that I do like is Riley Opelka playing against Nicolas Jarry, who's a Chilean. Neither one of these guys are great on grass, but Jarry in particular is really a clay specialist. And so for this to be handicapped at basically a minus 110 split, I think is a little unfair to Opelka, who's an American and is kind of an average grass player playing against a subpar grass player. At minus 115, I think there's a little bit of value there. So I would chase the American money there with Opelka.
I want to go to the Diamond because it is the biggest event of the weekend, seeing as we have about 3 days in between each of these finals games in respective sports. So yeah. People need other stuff to watch. The College Baseball World Series starts. We are in Omaha. We're down to eight. And I know you got a couple angles that you've been looking at for the College World Series as we come to a close here.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad for Arkansas in one way because it was such a crazy regionals round where there were upsets all over the place, and you've got, you know, weird mid-majors that are mostly irrelevant. Like Murray State wins the Oxford regional as the fourth team. Like, that's something you don't see very often. You might go 5 or 6 years and not see the number four team in a regional come out of a regional, especially when it's an SEC host. So all of these upsets all over the place. Arkansas ends up hosting as the highest remaining seed in the super regional. They host the defending national champion, Tennessee. You still have a College World Series that's kind of all over the place with lots of unseeded teams. And now Arkansas's going to play LSU the first game out of shoot. I kind of feel bad for them. I also think they're the best remaining team, and that I think playing some of these difficult opponents because of an unfortunate draw is ultimately going to make them better. And I think they're just going to cream through this last part of the bracket here. So, like you said, down to eight teams. I think Arkansas is the clear winner here. I think the market kind of acknowledged that at the beginning of last week going into Super Regionals. LSU was the favorite at BetMGM. Some of that is market-driven specifically because people in Louisiana, it's a legal betting state, they love betting LSU everything all the time, all year round. And so by far the most popular ticket at BetMGM in the College World Series market is LSU. So I think that was driving some of the price. That's my guess. I obviously don't know that for sure. To see Arkansas then adjusted above them in the table and become the favorite, I think is partially an acknowledgement of that, on top of the fact that you're also taking Tennessee off of the board because Arkansas beat them. So I think Arkansas is the play there in the futures market. I would bet them against LSU straight up in their first game. I think Murray State at plus 210. I already name checked them once. I think they're on a really nice run here. I think they've already beaten much better teams than who they're going to play in their first game this weekend. So I think 210 is a little too hefty of a price. I think if you are the type of bettor that likes to chase value and big fat plus numbers, I would take a look there. And then Coastal Carolina, 235 is a really heavy favorite price to play when you're in this stage of the tournament and everybody's pretty good. But they are on such a heater, on such a long win streak here. I do think that the chance they're going to win, it's just a matter of whether you're willing to pay that heavy juice.
Yeah, somebody that has both LSU and Arkansas futures tickets from when they were 10-1 or better. I cry a little bit right now. I cry a little bit knowing that one of them is going to eliminate the other, but it is what it is, and that's the nature of the tournament. That's where we're at, so it is what it is. It be what it be. Chase, really quick to close, I know you have a college football angle, and it's always football season. It reigns supreme. Give us really fast as we close before we let you go your college football angle that you've been looking at.
Yeah, I do a lot of Big 12 work. I'm a West Virginia guy. I do a little work on a Big 12 show in season, and so I pay a lot of attention to that conference. I just think it's interesting that Arizona State is sitting there at 8.5, and you can get a fat number for the over. It seems like the market's saying, hey, that was a fun little season you just had, but Scataboo's gone, and you're Arizona State. We don't think you're going to do it again. It's a pretty young roster. They had Sam Leavitt, a redshirt freshman quarterback. Like, they're going to be good again, and so 8.5 seems very light to me for a team that won the Big 12, went to a playoff, put the fear of God in Texas. I think there's a real overplay there, and I think the number's really, really nice.
Chase Kitty, BetMGM writer, at Chase A. Kitty on Twitter. You know him. You love him. Gave us a bunch of really good stuff across the board. Chase, really appreciate it, man. Thank you as always.
Yeah, Jake, anytime.
Chase Kitty, BetMGM. Follow him on Twitter at Chase A. Kitty. We close here with, of course, it has to be baseball. It is me on this show as anyway, so that's what we have to do. And that's the only other thing going on, because we've hit the NBA. We'll hit the NHL tomorrow when it finally starts again and we get to game three in that series. By the way, the Phillies have scored in the bottom of the first. We are well on our way to the over because Ben Brown stinks and there's a man on second and one out for Philadelphia still. But we'll monitor that the rest of the day and hopefully we win. Really quick, I know we have a couple other questions before we get to the rest of the card. Reed Phillips says, I took a risk of Robbie Ray under 17 and a half outs despite having gone seven innings in his previous two starts. You are a braver man than me, Reed Phillips, because it is the Rockies and I know it's in Colorado, so the altitude's always a little scary. The Rockies continue to be on pace to be the worst team of all time and also terrible against lefties and also terrible at home. So you are braver than me. I do have a Robbie Ray bet. I'm sure, knowing me as you all do, you can guess what that is going to be, but we'll get to that in just a little bit. B Mills, does Jake have any College World Series plays as well? Well, B Mills, I do. And the good news for you is I will also be hosting this show tomorrow. So guess what we're going to do tomorrow? When we're a day closer to the College World Series and a day closer to Omaha. That's right. We're going to go through every single game for Friday and Saturday, and I'm going to tell you what I like, and I'll give you my futures thoughts and if there's a bet to be made in the futures market. But for right now, Furman 50 does ask LSU or Arkansas. And listen, I said this to Chase Kitty. I cry a little bit. I just cry because if you've listened to RIP, the redacted show, or you listen to Early Odds on Saturday mornings at 670 The Score, 9 a.m. Eastern, by the way, which you can listen to. I tweet every day too at @Jake_Hassan. We took LSU in the beginning of the season at 12-1. Then in the middle of the season, I said Arkansas at 10-1. And now here we are. They're the favorites, co-favorites, whatever you want to say, wherever you're looking. They're the two most likeliest teams to win. And they're on the same side of the bracket. So we just cry a little bit. We hold our tickets. One of them's going to get through to the final, and that's really great. So we're in a good position. I do wish they were on opposite ends of the bracket, but it is what it is. If I had to say who's better, I know Chase was saying that Arkansas is the team to back, and they've been more tested, and they've kind of just creamed everybody that they've gone through so far. But I look at this LSU team, and I know they were pushed to the brink a couple times so far in this tournament, but they're just relentless. And when they do get their backs up against the wall, they answer. And they win by multiple runs, and they have the stars with Curiel and Jones and Frey in the lineup. And on the mound, Anderson and Ianson, I think they're the best 1-2 punch by far. Maybe Coastal has a similar, at least within shouting distance rotation, or pitching staff. But Ianson and Anderson are just studs on the mound for LSU. So if I did like say who's better, I do think it's LSU by a hair, because even though Zach Root has it in him to dominate, he also has it in him to get blown up. We've seen that with him before. And the number two in Arkansas, whether that's Gackle or somebody else, I don't have as much faith in. So push comes to shove, I would pick LSU. But it's really like you're splitting hairs there. They're both so, so good. And I do think either of them are the likeliest to win this tournament. We'll get into a full tournament or full Omaha breakdown tomorrow. I'll go through the games, give you my picks for those on tomorrow's edition of Send It In when I'm still filling in for PJ Glasser. But for now, in the last couple of minutes here, we go to the MLB card and just checking in live. Miami and Pittsburgh, top of the fourth. Pittsburgh's up 1-0. The Phillies have scored yet another run in the bottom of the first. They are up 3-0 over the Cubs there. We are sweating the over 9 live in that one. Elsewhere, Cleveland has scored in the bottom of the first in their game against Cincinnati. Hate that because I liked Nick Lodolo in that game. As for games that have yet to start, Braves and Brewers, Spencer Schwellenbach versus Chad Patrick, total 7.5. Brewers home dogs here, and I'll take Milwaukee on the money line. I know Atlanta's played better. I know it's Schwellenbach, but Chad Patrick's played really well as well. Chad Patrick has played really well and pitched really well also this season. I like him. I'll back him. Braves on a getaway day. I'll take the Brewers in this one. Blue Jays and Cardinals, totals 8.5. We are going to get Spencer Turnbull probably to start the game. He's probably not going to go deep in the game. And then Eric Lauer or vice versa of that versus Matthew Liberatore. I'll back the Blue Jays. I'll take them with the plus money. Liberatore just got roughed up in his last start. And the Blue Jays, like I said, have been playing really good ball lately, and they've been very good against left-handed pitching. Mariners and Diamondbacks. Mariners getting bet a little bit in this one. They're out to minus 115. Total is at 9. I think this is right. Brian, you know, never mind. Sean, I like it, but it's just trying to fit it in too much, making my brain hurt. Brian Wu going against Eduardo Rodriguez. I like Brian Wu. I think he's a Cy Young candidate, not going to win, but he's in the picture. I'll take the Mariners in this one. Eduardo Rodriguez has been terrible. A's and Angels, totals at 10 with JP Sears and Kyle Hendricks, would only be the over for me. Both these guys absolutely stink. Dodgers and Padres, it is going to be Randy Vasquez against Justin Roblensky. It's probably just the Dodgers, probably just an over. Randy Vasquez has never seen this Dodgers lineup. I don't think that's going to go well for him because his FIP and his peripherals indicate a lot of regression coming for him. Tigers and Orioles, total is at 9. Casey Mize versus Zach Eflin would only be the Tigers here. I do like Carey Carpenter to hit a home run off of Eflin, who has been awful when he's pitched at home. Rays and Red Sox, Zach Littell versus Walker Buehler would only be an over. I know it's 10, the Roman Anthony bounce, but I would only go the over in this game. Two pitchers who I don't particularly like. Nationals and Mets, total 8.5. Jake Irvin going against David Peterson. This is just right. Peterson, very good this year. Yankees Royals, Clark Schmidt versus Chris Bubich. Today's the day. Today is the Jack Caglione home run day, especially with Jacob Wilson dealing with a hamstring injury. Rangers Twins, like the Rangers. White Sox.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.